Can you hear me?
What up?
How do I sound?
Dude, you sound magnificent.
You look good.
Like, butter, you look incredible.
No, you look good.
I wore that exact same sweater like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's great.
Dirt Style Records, baby.
What have they done?
It's DJ Qbert. And I'm pretty sure there's multiple people involved, but like D Styles. Just a bunch of like DJ guys, scratch DJs.
Nice. Very
musician.
Nice.
Legit AF.
Legit.
And people, for the people who don't know. Oh, wait. Are we started? Are we live?
We're live, dude.
Hey.
We're live. Get the fuck out of here.
Cheers, brother.
Yeah, cheers. Oh. Mm.
And we're back.
Woo! What up, everybody?
How the F are you?
Wow, this is going to be like 3 weeks into the future.
Fun.
Yeah.
How are we, future selves?
We're recording at the same time as last week's episode.
Yes.
So we're going to be a little behind.
Yes. Papa's planning some trips.
Yeah.
Not planning trips, but...
One trip.
Same people I saw in Chico.
Hell yeah.
We're going to do it. We're going to go for it. We got
just
the time.
Fucking go.
Fuck it. So,
fuck Newsom, dude.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say all that. By now, actually, it's already happened.
It's already happened. So it's fine.
Yeah. And it was great.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I can't wait to hear about it. And
well, I'm
going to
tell
weeks.
You about what happened. Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I can tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
And this is from the past.
Yeah.
I drove, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
I got there. Almost instantly flashbang drunk.
Yeah.
Just lit.
Yeah.
Laughed a bunch.
Yeah.
Smoked a couple cigarettes. Ripped
fuck
a few
yeah.
heaters, you know.
Some darts, you
just
know.
Just darts.
Darts all over
dart,
the place.
Dart. Slept very little. Drank more. Came home.
Fuck yeah. That sounds like a great time.
We had a few laughs. We told a few lies. We had a great time.
Well, I'll tell you that by now, I will have gamed my heart out.
You have gamed your heart. You've been gaming
I've
your
been
heart
I've been gaming,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I keep doing the free,
you're
future
not
tense shit, dude.
Catching this bit.
I'm really not. I'm
really,
really
not.
Not. Man, I've done a lot of gaming.
Yes.
A lot of Miles Morales, a lot of Demon's
Souls.
That's
why you look so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we get started with this episode, we wanted to say that we have a live stream coming up in a couple days now. December 13th is going to be a live stream,
mm-hmm.
a fish breeder live stream. It's going to be, we've already been prepping it.
Live
like,
from
since,
the fish tank.
Since recording this, which is what, November 23rd?
Yes.
Some shit?
Yes.
We are already planning some fun stuff for you guys. Mm-hmm. We're going to have it be a whole fucking event. It's going to be
full
like a
day of activities.
We're going to do an 8-hour stream.
Yes.
It's going to be November 13th starting around, I'm going to say right now, 1 or 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific mm-hmm. time.
Specific time.
We might want to do earlier for the Easterners.
So we start at 9?
12.
12 is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to start at around noon.
Oh, we're up against
Pacific
football.
Time.
We're up against foosball.
Oh, shit. Might have to move it then.
Nah. Fuck
no,
it.
No, fuck it.
All fuck
right.
it.
All right, man.
We got no time.
I mean, it's going to be an 8-hour stream.
Yep.
Full of crazy shit.
Yes.
We're going to play.
I'm going to eat thousands of milligrams of THC.
Hell yeah. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Am I?
But we're gonna have probably some Discord hours with some of our fans if they want to.
Ooh.
We're gonna have some Among Us sessions. We're gonna have some Jackbox sessions.
Yes.
Might even have some golf with friends sessions because I have some golf games on my Steam account.
We can play Mario.
We can play Mario Golf.
Mario
Golf.
The kids down there playing the Mario Kart.
But yeah, we are super excited for the stream. We're gonna try and make it an all out experience
just
for
all
you guys.
Day. Just tune in for a second.
Yeah. And on December 13th, you'll find the links in our Instagram bios.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find the links in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready. December 13th at noon Pacific time. And dude, by the time this episode comes out, it might be Cyberpunk time. I think so.
Oh my God.
I think it'll be a couple days before Cyberpunk drops. So let's get some Cyberpunk hype in the chat.
Woo!
Let's go, Cyberpunk! Let's go!
What do any of your birthdays stick out to you?
Oh yeah. So we're gonna, this is our theme for the episode, I think.
Yeah. You don't have to announce it. That's okay.
No, I know. I was like, let's talk about birthdays.
He did say that.
Unfortunately, my memory is so bad that I can't think of any good ones. I do remember there was one, I was like 9 years old.
Mm.
And my idea for a fun birthday party was take my four friends out to the golf course. And we couldn't even drink, dude. We were like 9 years old. I was like, we're going to go play golf.
And he's like, I've never played before.
One of my friends has never played. We gave him a rental set and he was like,
okay.
No idea what's going on.
This is very fun.
Shout out Jonathan, though. He was chill as fuck.
What's up, John?
Yo.
What's up, Jonathan?
But, dude, like, I really don't have... I mean, the times in college that I had a birthday, I would just get fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be like another day.
Yeah.
And I didn't really feel like doing anything crazy for it. Because it was just, why not just get drunk?
Right, right.
And have a good time. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say, though. Well, actually, let's not talk about the sad stuff yet. No, let's go happy first. You know?
Sure.
Let's hear some fun stories of some fun
birthdays.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily fun, but there are a couple standout moments.
Okay.
Like, one of the things that was great when I was a kid about my birthday was my mom always made a cake.
Nice.
She would get like the little pan of the character or whatever that I wanted.
Hell yeah.
And then she would decorate that shit by hand with a little pipe. Bop, 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 peep, 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 peep. She was
That's incredible.
Dope as fuck at it. What's interesting about that is she did that for, you know, the first.
What kind of characters are we talking about?
We're talking like
Olaf from Frozen?
Ninja Turtles and fucking Power Rangers and stuff that I liked when I was a kid. I was a fucking kid. Come on, man. Olaf? Yeah. Olaf didn't even exist yet.
You tell me you didn't do Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, bro? You tell me you didn't do R2-D2, Jar Jar Binks?
Well, Jar Jar came out when I was an adult. So no. So no.
Damn.
No, he didn't. I think I was like 12. When that whole thing started. 12, 13, somewhere in there.
You're telling me no Lizard from Spider-Man?
How old are you in middle school?
Like 10 to 12?
Yeah, it was probably like 11 or 12.
11 to 13? Like
yeah,
around
somewhere
there,
yeah. No. Well, that's what I was about to say. She did it for, you know, 8 years or so of my life. And then it was just like after that, no.
Yeah.
Like my youngest sister, Bella, she's never... had a cake that my mom handed for her. she probably doesn't even know. Like, if she hears this, she's gonna be pretty bummed. She's like, why didn't you ever make me a cake, mommy? And I was like, because I'm tired. Fuck off.
Just a hint of resentment for the rest of my life.
Hey, that's what you get for being last, nerd.
Never made me a Power Rangers cake.
That's right. And you're not gonna get one anytime soon. Yeah.
You know what? You should do that for your sister.
Make her a cake?
Make her a Power Rangers cake.
I should do that.
Yeah.
Little B, get ready to be disappointed because I'm not going to do that for you. And you know why.
But dude, I thought you were a gamer too. No Mario? No fucking Metroid?
No. I wasn't.
No Yoshi?
I mean, as much as I loved video games, I wasn't like looking. I didn't care at all about.
You telling me you didn't do the Goomba from Mario?
Not once.
Tell me you didn't do a mushroom.
Nope. I did couple mushrooms in my day. Bing, 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 bing. No, but she would do the cakes. That was dope. The cakes were dope. Presents. Love that. The parties. Could have been hit or miss.
Yeah.
I remember one year we were in our tiny little apartment off Sprinkle Lane. And
nice.
Had a clown. I didn't ask for a clown. I'm not scared of clowns. I just don't fucking like clowns. I'm like, I don't like this at all. Why is this guy here? And of course, you've got all the other little nerds around, and they're freaking out. You know, like there's always one kid who's terrified of clowns. My mom is terrified of clowns.
Why the fuck did y'all have a clown?
I have no idea. I don't remember. Maybe I did. This is a long time ago. Maybe I did ask for a clown, but I'm sure I asked in passing. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, what if we had a clown? And she was like, yeah, we could have a clown. And yeah, then she instantly in her head, she's like, we have to have a clown at the birth. She hates clowns. She's terrified of clowns. Dude, this guy was definitely drunk. He's making the fucking balloon animals all wrong and shit. He's like, here you go. It's a snake. And you're like, you just blew the balloon up. Yeah, look, I'll draw a face on it. And he like had a magic marker. He's just drawing smiley faces on these fucking hot dogs and shit. Yeah, it was not good. It was actually kind of scary.
Jesus.
Yeah, these are like Richmond clowns too. They grow them. They're like in the wild. Okay. You know what I mean? Like they're just a species there. Wild Richmond clowns. And this guy just, I don't even know if they paid him. I don't know if they asked him to be there. There was just a clown there. I don't remember him coming in the front door. I don't remember him leaving. I just remember being in the backyard. One kid losing his mind screaming. My mom not being able to look at him. And I'm like, why is there a clown here? What is happening right now?
Oh my God.
I remember
dude.
Like my second birthday, second or third. I got this dope ass Ninja Turtles truck. It was like it was their van that they cruised around in.
Nice.
And it had the pizza cannon on it. These little discs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You could shoot the pizzas around and shit. Lost all of those within a week. I mean, after that, it was basically useless. You're like going.
Can't even shoot the pizzas,
dude. You go to Toys R Us. You're like, you got the refills on the pizza cannons yet? You got the little disc? And they're like, what? No, you got to buy a whole new one. And you're like, I don't think that's going to happen. So, yeah, just no more pizza cannon. Now you just got the dumb van.
Why'd you lose your pizzas, dude?
I was three.
You were three?
Yeah, I was like three or four.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That memory is very dim, by the way.
Okay,
I mean, it's
I'm sure
it's slowly getting darker and darker and darker. Yeah. Like it was lit with an oil lantern.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like the oil's going down.
I used to have a lot of Hot Wheels when I was younger. I would love Hot Wheels.
Dude, do you remember those were dope. And like you had to build the tracks and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yes, that was sick.
I only had one loop-de-loop in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was mostly just the cars.
Do you remember? Did you ever have the electric?
No.
Little tracks that you could make.
No.
Those were sick.
I don't think I got
into
them by then.
Huh?
I don't even think I ever got into them enough to do like electric.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything.
That was definitely a thing. I was probably, six.
Yeah.
When I first got one of those. It was dope. The coolest thing I thought about the Hot Wheels things, though, those were all gravity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but like, I would like find a place to like hook the little thing onto just to see how fast I could get the cars to go down, you know, and stay on the track and just put them all over my room and shit.
That's sick.
Yeah. And I was grounded a lot as a kid. So, yeah, I had plenty of time to do that. It was great. Birthdays. Recent.
Okay.
My 30th birthday was my golden birthday.
Oh,
I turned 30 on June 30th, and it was fantastic. We're with the boys, me and one of my like closest friends of all time. We have the same birthday.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we're like, we're going hard, boy. We go to this rooftop bar in Richmond. We're getting all fucked up. Woo. We're having a great time. Then to show how mature we are. When we were like, all right, let's go to the next spot. And we get in the elevator to go down. And we're like, yeah. And we're jumping up and down, like having, yeah. And like his wife now, producer babe, she's with us. And then my buddy Roar, we're all just, well, the girls were not happy about the jumping, but we're all just fucking jumping out. Fucking elevator gets stuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Dude,
you're preventing
30.
Yourself from having a good time.
We're turned 30, bro. And that's it turned out to be hilarious because then the fire department had to come and rescue us. We were in the bitch for like 45 minutes. We were in there for a while.
Damn.
We're ringing the bell. We're fucking trying to call people.
I mean,
we're 45 screaming.
45 minutes, not the longest I've heard.
Yeah, but it's like,
it's
not
still,
comfortable.
I mean, I guess also when you're drunk, it feels like a fucking eternity.
Drunk, middle of summer. It's hot in the elevator.
Jesus.
I mean, it's June 30th in Richmond, Virginia. It's like 1,000% humidity in the elevator still. And finally fire department, they crack the door open. We can like see we're so close. They like get it down just enough. And like, I'm like, oh, do they really want us to climb out? Like, I'm like visioning this bitch just giving and fucking cutting me in half. I'm like, no, ladies first. They already get paid half. This way it makes sense. So But it was funny because my buddy Kai, his old lady, she's about to climb out, and the firefighters are helping her out. He's like, "She's got a dress on. Don't try and look at her puss, all right?" We're like, keeping it real classy there, Kai. Thanks, bud.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, they're laughing. So everyone's having a good time. It was magical.
That's great.
I had the greatest 30th birthday ever. I woke up. I got a MacBook. I got a fucking Xbox.
What?
I mean, I killed it that year.
You want to know what I got for my golden birthday?
What was your golden birthday?
Oh, mine is I turned 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
17 on the 17th.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I got Harry Potter 7, the book.
Ooh.
That's it. That's really all that happened.
Did you have like a party?
In high school, I never drank, so I didn't really like have a party. I never drank in high school.
You didn't have to have, like, with your family? You didn't get busy? You didn't go to laser tag? Cold Stone?
Oh, we definitely went to Cold Stone.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had an ice cream cake, actually.
Hey, there you go.
I can't remember what we did, though.
Ice cream cake. Underrated? Overrated? Give me 15 thoughts.
I feel like it's not talked enough, so I'd say underrated.
Yeah.
I love ice cream cake. It's like just the best.
Yeah.
God, it's so good.
It really is.
And they have little crunchy things and the fudge at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
God, man. That's like one of my favorite things
ever.
Fuck
with an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's all I get for my birthday, I'm happy.
I'm not. But
I mean,
I appreciate
what
you're
saying. I've had lame-ass
birthdays. Yeah.
I've had really sad.
I had dope. Oh, my God.
I had a sad life. But no, I had some really good times.
Yeah.
In college, most of them, I just got drunk, so I don't really remember anything. Mm-hmm. I have a shit memory. I'm realizing right now.
Yeah.
Like, my memory's really fucking with me.
Dude, when I was in probably fourth, maybe second grade, my parents rented a fucking arcade for me.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah. So, like, we had unlimited access to the arcade games.
That's incredible.
They set everything so there was no coins. You literally just got to go up to each game and fucking unlimited lives.
That's
go after it.
Amazing.
It was phenomenal. That was a killer fucking birthday, now that I think about it.
Wow, my life really was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, but I'm also appreciative. Great my parents were.
No, yeah.
In the birthday department.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom made you cake? My mom just went out and bought a fucking Marvel cake.
Damn.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad.
It wasn't bad. You know, but it was like store-bought cake. It just was fine.
I need to call my mom right now and thank her. I need to thank her.
But then
what a lovely woman.
But then I got introduced to ice cream cake. And that was great.
Yeah.
A great time. You want to hear some sad birthdays, though?
I just feel like you've already made every birthday. You got a book for your golden birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My first time in LA, I was broke as fuck. Or first year.
Best way to be.
And I had quite a few friends. And I was like, I didn't want to do anything crazy for my birthday because I was broke. I didn't feel like going out.
Right.
So I was like, I was texting my friends. I was like, guys, we're going to get fucked up at my place, play some games, you know, watch a movie or something, like have a good time. Mm-hmm. Like just try and go like at least have like fun.
Yeah.
You know, like play some like board games or something. Like have everyone in. And one person showed up. Shout out Alyssa. She's the best.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah. One person showed up that year and that was,
hey,
that,
Alyssa,
that hurt.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah.
For real.
Because it
would have
been
that.
As depressing as that is,
that was really
even
sad.
More depressing if nobody shows up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It wasn't the best. And then this year, quarantine happened.
Mm.
Like literally, everyone took it very seriously around my birthday. Mm. So I mean, all I had was I got drunk. And that was it.
Dude, this year my birthday was dope. We went out to Ojai. We played golf. We got litty titty. Yeah, that was fun as fuck. I got to Brock.
You had good
shoes.
Timing. You had good timing.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Wait, when's yours?
April.
Yeah, you were fucked.
Yeah.
They were, yeah.
Damn. April 17th.
Yeah.
I was right in the thick of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still expecting bodies to stack up in the streets then.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. I didn't want to do anything. No. I was like, I can't.
No. I, yeah.
Can't go crazy.
Damn, that's wild.
But, like, since I've had so many lame birthdays.
You just don't even care anymore.
I'm going to have a Vegas birthday.
What?
I want to.
We can make this happen. Nah, right now.
Like, I'm manifesting this right now. I'm going to get rich.
Oh.
And then I'm going to take all of my friends out.
Are you doing a past tense? Because we're already rich.
No, MJ. We're not rich.
I don't understand.
But yeah, I'm gonna be successful, and I'm gonna take all my friends to Vegas.
Whoa. And have a banger.
Yeah.
I would like to be a part of that.
No, you're going to be.
Fuck yeah, you heard it here first, yeah. Folks. Damn. I would love to make that happen for you, Cal.
Me too.
Yeah. It's gonna happen. Let's make Cal's birthdays great again.
Yeah.
Making that fucking hat.
It never was great.
For once, then. Let's make Cal's birthdays great for once.
Hopefully, if any of my friends or family are listening to this, which I don't think they do, but I gotta be reminded of good birthdays, because I can't remember any
Help
of them.
Help him out.
I really can't.
Yeah.
I can't think of any fun birthdays.
All of my
I've
birthdays,
had.
I just, I've always had such great, maybe that's why I like birthdays so much.
I love birthdays too.
Yeah.
I love giving people great birthdays.
I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
I like mine. I don't know about other people's.
I just love birthdays in general.
Nah,
like if someone's celebrating another year of life, I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go all out.
There's
let's
like
do some fun
three
shit.
Or four birthdays that I care about. Other than mine. Yeah. One of them actually happens on the same day.
The same day.
Yeah.
So it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's more. Not three or four. That's very reductionist of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, not many. But mine has.
Yours
is
dope.
Well, no, I was forced into being a prick about my birthday. They've always been so fucking mm-hmm. fantastic. My family is amazing. My friends are amazing. So I feel really bad. We need to make you need a banger birthday.
I do want a banger birthday.
Yes.
I really do.
And you know what I want to do? We go to Vegas. We're just
go to
partying.
Vegas.
Boom.
We're
boom,
at the Cosmo.
Boom. Woo! I don't know where is that good?
It's on the strip, dude.
Okay.
It's
cool.
Like have you seen Remy's Chandelier?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that everywhere.
See, I went
just crystals everywhere.
I did Vegas. But much like or very similar to my experience with movies. I don't remember much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was all over that bitch.
Hell yeah.
And I don't remember.
One of our friends, I'm not going to name names, but he said every time he's gone to Vegas, he does acid and just doesn't really remember anything.
Fear and loathing. We can have a fear and loathing experience.
I want to. I really want to.
I think that would be a blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to win like 10 grand
at the end of it, right? You win like $1 million. On just one roll on a slot machine. You know what I mean? You're like, you pull it. You got fucking cars like Nick Papagiorgio and shit. Woo! And we're all freaking out. We're like, yeah, Kyle's birthday. And then it like kind of dies down.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we're at a diner. We're having dinner. And I slide over a gift to you. And you're like, oh, what? You didn't have to. And I'm like, I did. And you're like, yeah, do you? And it's The Prisoner of Azkaban.
It's like the DVD too. It's not even a good version. It's like, it's just a disc like floating around in a box.
Happy birthday, big fella.
That would make me so happy. That they're like the references on so many levels there.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic. My headphones keep slipping around for some reason. Sorry, I keep adjusting. But yeah, back to
birthday.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I think that would be a good one.
That would be making me very happy.
Yeah. And we're going to make that.
I appreciate you.
You're like a Make-A-Wish kid for birthdays for me now. I feel like I need to donate $1 a day to keep your birthday dreams alive.
No. It's okay.
I feel like every time, yeah, it's like that sad dog commercial, the what's her name, Sarah McLachlan sings on. In the arms of angels. And it's like, this year, Cal's going to have a sad birthday. But if
five years in a row.
It's just pictures of you like crying and sad. Like you're getting a book on your golden birthday. Like you're smiling, but you can tell on the inside you're not happy about it. I mean, you're happy because you want to read it, but at the same time, you're like, a book. It's not socks.
You know what's funny? My siblings got me that for my golden birthday. Mm. I cannot remember when my parents got me for my golden birthday.
That'd be so funny. They're like, Cal, we got you a car that year.
No, they got a third car, but it wasn't for me. It was for anybody.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone's going to be coming of age around the same. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So let's hear a fun, happy birthday. I'd love to
hear
more. My
18th birthday was fun.
Yeah?
Yes. So we all pile into a couple of cars. We drive several, like 100, 200 miles north. No, not even. Yeah, around that. Like a couple hours north.
Yeah.
West, rather. Yeah, west. Into like the mountains and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we do like a float trip. Like you get tubes and rafts and shit. And it's like a booze cruise, but on like a little creek, you know, like no rapids or anything crazy. And we're like, we're fucking pumped to do this shit. Side note, at the time I had like a ponytail, like I had crazy long hair that I would most often put in a ponytail. And
hang on.
Yep. Go on. Go ahead.
I'm trying to picture this right now. How long was the ponytail?
It probably came out to like here. I mean, I have like super curly hair. So like it was like bushy is out to here.
And you wore this proudly.
Fuck yeah.
I was a burnout.
Okay. Yeah, I had nothing going for
me. So I'm trying to picture stoner, 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Ponytail MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Did you have facial hair?
No.
What did you wear?
Facial hair is a new development for me.
Okay.
What was I wearing?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows? I don't know. Maybe like a Dominion Skateboards t-shirt, some board shorts or something, DC shoes. I love the DC alias.
God, your head looks so weird.
It was definitely
a different time. Would not have been friends.
Dude, I would have. Are you kidding me?
What?
There's no way. You were 9 years old. Why would we be friends?
I'm saying if we were the same age.
Oh, no.
If we were the same age, not happening.
No. I'm like, what's he going to go to college like a normal kid? Yeah. No. So we're going on the river float trip. I've got like all the hooligans. We're all going up. We're fucking pumped. Getting lit, getting a little bop bop in the car, getting there, this and that, man. And we've got to get up the river. We got to get back down. We got to come back to my house because my dad's going to bring everyone over from his, you know, that side of the family. We're all going to have a barbecue afterwards at my house. So we get up there and it's like a beautiful summer day in Virginia. You know, it's humid, it's hot, sun's up. It's beautiful though. And as we're driving up, I'm like, this place looks janky as fuck. The rafts are like so-so, whatever. They're like, mm-hmm. You can't have this in them. You can't do this. They're basically saying like, don't get too drunk and fucked up. We completely disregard that.
Of course.
We bring like the biggest cooler we can. We've got all this shit. We get on the river. River. It's a creek. There's about this much water in this bitch. There are points in time where we literally had to get out of the fucking rafts. So it would be able to float and we would walk alongside it. We're doing this number next to it. It starts fucking raining on us. It's the full, you know.
Oh my God.
East experience or Southeast experience.
It's great.
Where it'll rain, torrential downpour, mm-hmm. hot as fuck, sunshine, maybe back to rain, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. Then we get in the car. I'm like, everyone, we shouldn't be driving, probably. But somehow we made it back. Lord willing. Lord of mercy. And we get back and my dad's there. And like a lot of my friends had never even met my dad.
Oh, wow.
He ordered his burgers like
super well done, and that embarrassed me, and I was just like, God damn it, don't do that in front of my friends. I almost lit the house on fire
because
I'm 18, I shouldn't be operating the grill.
Oof.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was a lot for a day, but it was a significant day, and I got to share it again with my buddy Kyle. What I was saying about the ponytail is I started it with getting my ponytail cut off. Me and Kyle got into a little skerfuffle in which the situation wasn't resolved. And drunkenly one night I was like, all right, listen, I'll let you cut my fucking ponytail if we can just drop this shit. He was like,
wow.
You let me cut your ponytail? I was like, it's your birthday coming up, because I know it's my birthday.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to let you cut my ponytail. He cuts my ponytail. And then I just walked around with what I would have to equate to being like a My Chemical Romance fan's haircut for a little while.
Stop. Carton's full.
Oh. Is it not?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Full right now.
Well, we're done.
We can't be done.
We're done.
No, I'm gonna delete some shit off
there. No, we're done. Audio only. Finish it up. Wrap it up.
Audio only
this week. We had technical difficulties. You can just put funny images in.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Actually, just make it one funny image.
Sorry. Our SD card ran out on our camera, so
cheers.
If anyone's watching on YouTube, I'm very sorry.
No, this is perfect. Now we can just settle in.
We're just fucking
doing it old school.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
This is like the quarantine cast.
It really is.
Hey, you don't have to worry about the video.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We're just going to be talking.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
What you talking about? What were you talking about again?
I was just talking about Kyle cutting my ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was bad. Then I had bangs. It like, for, you know, like I pulled my hair back.
What?
Yeah, and it instantly like kind of gave me bangs in this weird bowl cut thing.
Holy shit.
And at the time,
I wish I could have seen this.
Oh, it was so horrendous.
I'm sure there's
pictures somewhere, but yeah, I don't know where to find them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. No, do you remember that game that came out? It was like a first person shooter. But you like ran on like an obstacle course. It was like a parkour first person experience.
Mirror's Edge?
I had that haircut.
Wow.
Yeah. For a reference, yeah.
Well, I've told you that Remy's uncle made that game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dude, yeah.
Wow.
He started DICE.
No.
The company that made Mirror's Edge.
Whoa.
He modeled the main character
after my
Remy's
haircut.
Aunt. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go with that. No, he modeled after Remy's aunt.
No way.
Yeah. That character is Remy's aunt.
Remy's aunt's gone out.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll leave that where it is.
Yeah.
Just set that down. Leave it there.
Yeah. It's there. It's there. It's now there now.
What's she doing? She got an IG?
No, but yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Obviously,
it's
but
crazy you brought that up.
Yeah, that is. But that's the reference, I would say.
Yeah, wow.
And I that's how I spent my 18th birthday with like kind of
that's incredible.
Yeah, with my little cool bangs bowl cut thing.
I can't remember my 18th birthday. I've been really existential this podcast. I don't remember much now.
Mm.
You know, have you seen Inside Out?
I don't know.
Pixar, with the joy and the anger and the sadness and
no,
the, oh really?
Yeah. No.
Well, in that movie, there's a giant pit of lost memories.
Mm.
My pit is filled to the fucking brim because mm-hmm. I don't remember anything, and I'm
that
getting really
a lot
existential
more space
about
up here
it.
For information, though.
I know I'm getting really existential about it, and it's kind of freaking me out.
Weird.
Yeah.
See, my memory is kind of like, and it has been for a number of years, but I hold on to long term. They don't go away. I might remember it my own way or whatever.
I really wish I could.
But I don't. Yeah. Those I hold on to like really powerful.
Yeah.
You know, moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, but just fun shit. But like, I couldn't tell you what I did yesterday or, you know, this morning, this and that, you know, like
yeah.
Short term, never been great. I lose my wallet.
Yeah.
All the time. Not as much as I used to, but
my
short term
is pretty good
anymore.
Oh,
well,
wow.
It's not like I
You don't smoke weed anymore? Well,
No. It's not that like if someone offered me weed or whatever, I wouldn't be like, no, I don't do that. It's like, I just don't.
Yeah.
It's weird. And that happened years ago, though.
Wow.
I just never looked for it.
Hmm.
Yeah. I like to eat weed a little bit. Just a little bit.
You don't smoke weed anymore?
Not really.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
Interesting.
Move to a place where it's completely fine.
And you didn't smoke any.
But I was already like years into not giving a fuck about it.
Yeah.
There was a point where I fiended for it. I was like, I need weed.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Like I used to freak out. We'd be like, I remember we'd be at parties and stuff just trying to scrounge up a GB or something.
Wow.
And now it's like, it's abundant. I mean, people can't get rid of this shit fast enough. Yeah. And like, yeah, just those days. I mean,
dude, when I moved here, it was just, I mean, I never really smoked weed in college.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I would. I smoked a lot of weed in college.
Okay.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
More senior year than most. But when I moved here, I was like, I can just do it every night.
Right.
And no one cares.
No.
I did it every night for like 6 months. In LA. It was the
mm-hmm.
best.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best.
It's carefree.
Yeah.
It's completely fine.
It's great.
It's one of my favorite parts of LA.
Yeah.
It's just driving down the street and just catching a whiff of just some stank. Some
fucking dank
some
shit.
Some baby shit. You're just like, ooh, that stinks.
I've got some in here. We can smoke some
right
now.
Smoke it up.
You want to?
Buffalo Soldier. Redemption song.
The theme of this episode has been MJ's had a great life. I've had great life.
Birthdays.
No, you've had a pretty fucking fantastic life.
I've had a
life,
dope
dude.
Life.
Yeah.
I have.
You have so many great stories.
Amazing.
Man.
Oh, we haven't even gotten into the cool shit.
I know. I want to.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Okay.
That's who I want to thank. I want to thank my mom.
Yeah.
MJ's mom knocked it out of the park.
Awesome. Yeah.
What a great lady.
And
I want to thank my grandma.
Hell yeah.
Grandma Sue. Grandma Rosa. Grandpa Walter. Oh my God. Just great people. I've had fantastic people.
That's amazing.
Dad, come on. Come on. We've had a troubled past. We're friends.
Yeah.
Me and my pops. He's a good guy. Love my dad. But my mom, wow.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I go back on all these times. She just made these moments fucking phenomenal.
That's great.
And
man.
They just kind of disappear into the ether. But then when you call up on, like now that I'm like going through the Rolodex, I'm like, dude, this lady did a ton for me. Not that any parent doesn't. Every parent sacrifices.
I just wanted to say I don't hold any resentment for my parents because
no,
they were amazing.
No, no.
They were. I had incredible parents, and they gave me a great life.
Absolutely.
They did hate on video games too much, and
he
kind of pissed at them about it.
You could have been ninja. You could have blue hair right
dude,
now.
I could have been ninja. Mm. But no, my dad wanted me to watch a movie with him.
Actually, you know, it's interesting.
I'm just kidding.
McConaughey talks about that.
What do you mean?
McConaughey was talking about like his family, like they would like watch movies and shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
we watch movies all the time.
Yeah. McConaughey is an interesting cat. That True Detectives thing, it's got me thinking, man. Like, God.
He's a good actor.
He killed it.
Yeah.
Dallas Buyers Club, by then, I was all on board.
Yeah. But
Jakey. Is that Jake Gyllenhaal? No. Which one
is
that?
Not in True Detective.
No. Dallas Buyers Club.
Jared Leto.
Requiem.
Requiem, baby.
Dude, he slays in that shit. 30 Seconds to Mars.
30 Seconds to Mars. That's his shit.
I saw them at a Deftones concert.
No way.
Yeah,
You didn't tell me that. Yeah.
Trash.
Mm-hmm.
They can go.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah,
here comes the boo, all dressed in boo.
I don't fuck with them anymore, like at all.
Yeah, the whole cult thing.
It's really weird.
Mm.
I remember they had like this
retreat. He got
thing.
Back and didn't know the pandemic was happening.
Yeah. He was like, guys, I just came back. A lot going on right now.
Yeah,
huh?
What's this whole deal?
Like, this is crazy.
All of a sudden, nobody wants to drink Coronas anymore. What are you talking
it's
about?
It's like my favorite drink.
Oh my God. Have you guys ever heard the song Imagine? Yeah, birthdays were dope.
Yeah, and I'm sad now, which is great.
No, but you got
That's
a PS5 coming.
I do have
You've had a PS5 for a couple of days now.
I've had for like a couple weeks now.
Who's the king of the castle now?
I really might even record some solos while you're gone.
I think it's a great idea.
I was thinking I might take a mic, or I have taken a mic and gotten some Tahoe cast going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, take both of these.
No.
Do it.
We don't need both of them.
Why not?
Well, on the off chance that things did get crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. We've talked about it.
All
right. This is us.
Wait, how long are you going to be in Tahoe?
Not long. A couple days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we can record again next week.
We could.
Yeah.
We will. We have.
Want to reserve that time for shooting.
What we really need to talk about is, at this point, you guys are hopefully preparing for our
stream.
Yes.
We will be
3 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Yeah.
Yes.
We will have all kinds of fun stuff playing for you guys. It's going to be so much fucking fun.
Interaction, though. Like, we're going to be doing shit. You're going to be right there with us.
Yes.
And
yeah, we
want to
hear from
you
guys.
Our Instagrams, and we're going to be all over the fucking place.
It's going to be a whole event.
I want to hear from you, and you.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite moment in the movie Nell?
I don't fucking know that movie.
I like when she goes, ah, bay, chick-a-pay. I like when she says, like a tay in a wind. Do you know that movie?
No. I just said I don't know that movie.
It's got Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the guy? He's got the particular set of skills.
Liam Neeson.
And Jodie Foster plays Nell, who is like this feral child that has grown to womanhood in the foothills of Tennessee in a shack. She speaks little to no actual English. She has like her own thing because like her mom died early and her and her sister basically raised each other in a shack. And then like Liam Neeson comes in as like a translator or a friend. You've never seen this movie?
No.
This one?
Never even heard of it.
Put it at the top of the queue,
no.
Cal.
No.
Dude.
No, that's not going at the top of my queue.
Please, you need to see this movie.
Look at you standing in the pocket right there. Like look at that.
Like a tay in a wind. Hey.
Cheers. Yeah, this episode was
this
fun.
Chaos cast.
This is actually going to make me go back and remember some things from my past.
Dude, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah.
We were recording this before Thanksgiving. I'm about to have a Zoom call with my family for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to hopefully dig up some shit because I want to know, have I had fun birthdays?
I don't even fucking know. How will I know?
And have you got? We want to hear some birthday stories.
I would
from
love
you
to,
guys.
All right, but seriously, can we keep them? Actually, yeah, we'll go both ways. I want to hear good birthday stories.
Yes.
I want to hear bad birthday stories.
We want to hear
like,
them all.
Not keep
not
it
my,
fun.
Not my depressing
yeah,
shit.
Like Cal
sad
getting,
but funny. You know, like being stuck in an elevator and be like, don't look at her puss.
Yeah, that's fun. That
yeah,
is fun stuff. Yeah, the rest of that night, insane and great.
I want to hear
don't
more.
We don't talk about it.
All right, fine. I'm going to have a Vegas birthday. I'm going to.
Oh, I can't wait for your Vegas birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have so many stories I want to talk about.
Yeah.
There's so many stories.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cal.
MJ.
As always.
I think this was a pretty short podcast.
Good. We'll give it to the people.
Dude, we're at 45.
That's perfect.
All right.
That's the witching hour.
Yeah.
Salute.
We might even do a second one for this week.
Why not?
To keep it a little current.
Just like a little quick guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just do this for fun, guys, and we hope you guys have fun listening
to
this.
We're figuring
too.
It out. We're making it up as we go along.
Yeah. We just want to keep it fun.
Yeah.
And we hope you guys are having fun listening
Most
to this.
Most important
with us.
Part, as always, if you want to say something, say it.
Yeah, guys, we don't give a fuck.
Reach out.
We're just doing this for fun. And if you want to send us some crazy shit, we're chilling.
And
we
by
care.
Fun, he means millions of dollars every episode. Courtesy of...
Every episode, by the way.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Courtesy of White Claw.
Yeah.
Hard Seltzer.
Yeah, they don't
the
sponsor
The only
anyone
choice,
else.
The pure choice. We're sipping on black cherries
black
right
cherry.
Now. And wait, let me...
I heard that
I
slurp.
I gotta say... That drink's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
That's real nice.
It's pure too.
It's crisp.
Fuck.
It's clean.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. Makes me feel like getting a DUI is almost worth it. So
yeah, man, it's
drive
fantastic.
Fast and take chances, courtesy of White Claw.
It's the best. It's the best drink I've ever had.
It's
in
the
my
only
life.
Choice.
Better than water.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Before we finish, I am going to get you a red hat, a bright red hat that says, make Cal's birthdays great for once.
No.
And you have to wear it.
For once.
and you have to wear it on your Vegas birthday.
Oh, no.
You have
no,
to.
I do not want to do a
just
red hat.
Just wear it just for a minute. Just for a minute.
It's for a picture.
Yes, one
I'm
picture.
I'm down for a picture.
And we don't even have to post it. I just want
I
it.
Want for, a, I want the picture too.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be amazing.
And you guys hearing this, you're getting the first look at yeah. what my Vegas birthday is going to be like.
All right. We're hey, wrapping up. We do the longest
hey,
wrap-ups.
I had a great time.
Yes, always a pleasure, sir. MJ Bragg 1200 across all social media.
Cal Parsons 3 on Instagram. Freaking Cal on Twitter. Fish Burrito Pod on Instagram.
We love you guys.
Look
thank
out
you.
For our live stream, guys.
Live stream.
We
are
live stream.
Up.
December 13th.
We're doing
12
it.
p.m. Pacific time.
Specific
we're gonna have,
time.
We're going to have a lot of fun stuff for you guys.
Yes.
We are so excited because it is going to be our informal 1 year.
Oh.
Our formal 1 year is going to be March 23rd.
No.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's our informal
cool,
1 year.
Cool, cool, cool.
Because we have our OG, like, what, six or seven mm-hmm. episodes that we mm-hmm. not, we will not release. One day we will.
One, day.
One
yeah.
day we will.
I think we will.
But we wanted to celebrate the beginning of this podcast. And
dope.
We know.
That's so dope.
We know there might be minimal interest in a yeah. live stream, but we yeah. want to hear from you guys. We want to have a good time. It's all it's going to be is a fun time.
If
event.
I get to talk to four of you fuckers, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
But it's going to be a fucking crazy stream.
Kind of a shit show.
Yeah. We might be drunk. I don't want to be drunk on live, dude, but we might be. And we might be.
I'm drunk most of
the time. I mean, it's
going to
be fucking
life.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing all kinds of shit.
We're not saying being drunk is cool, but I'm just going to say right now, I'm probably going to be drunk.
Good, because I might be nervous as fuck being on live.
You'll be great.
All right, man.
Yeah. Who's better than you? No one.
You know, that's
you got
really
a PS5
nice
on the
say.
Way. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Guys, we
dude,
love you.
We can
you.
Play some PS5
you
on the stream.
Fucking PS- oh.
We can play some PS5.
Oh, and there's going to be a bunch of hating ass bitches
gonna,
out there.
No, we can just play like 2K or some shit. You know?
Ooh.
Like some
fuck with
FIFA.
2K?
Yeah, I fuck with 2K.
No.
Yes, I do, dude. I got 2K20 on my PS4. Right
I'm going to wet
now.
You up, bitch.
All right. Play
I'm
going to
wet
right
you
now.
Up, bitch.
Play me right now.
I'm going to wet you up, bitch.
Play me right now.
All right.
Play me right now.
I'm great. Yeah. Ask my mom. Call right, right now.
Hey, this rap is long as fuck.
I know. Love you. Love
we
you.
Love you guys so much.
Thank you.
We're cheering to the camera and it's not even on.
Camera's not on.
We love you guys.
Kisses, bitches.
Some people think. It's like... to look for this. Oh.